Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation, and Mike and Patty Morgan. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring a tribute to one of the most important and prolific 20th century composers of guitar music, Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. We'll hear his music and interviews with the composer's granddaughter, Diana Castelnuovo Tedesco, and composer Sean Rigney and guitarist Lorenzo Micheli. We'll start with Lorenzo Micheli and Matteo Mela performing the prelude from the Fuga Elegiaca by our featured composer, Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. Opening this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring a tribute to composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, we've just heard the prelude from his Fuga Elegiaca, performed by Lorenzo Micheli and Matteo Mela. We'll hear an interview with Lorenzo Micheli later in the program, but next, a 2018 interview with the composer's granddaughter, Diana Castelnuovo Tedesco, who spoke about her grandfather's start in music.
She was born in 1895 in Florence. The family was not musical. There were no other musicians in the family. His father was not very positive about his interest in music at the beginning. He thought that it really wasn't something that boys should be playing an instrument. I don't know, he had different ideas in mind about what were appropriate activities for his son. But it became obvious when Mario started composing, even at age 9, that he had a rare talent. And so he continued and studied piano and studied composition. Even along that time, his father still was hoping that he would go to medical school and become a doctor and forget about the idea of becoming a musician. But, you know, gradually that became more and more obvious that this was his path. Thank you.
Thank you.
Robert Kraft performing the Capriccio Diabolico by our featured composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. By 1938, Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco was recognized as one of Europe's leading composers. He had written music for some of the leading soloists of the day, including guitarist Andre Segovia and violinist Yasha Heifetz. However, for Mario, who is Jewish, the Italian racial laws of 1938 forced him to leave Italy, as his granddaughter, Diana Castelnuovo Tedesco, explains.
They said no Jewish musician's music could be performed on the radio in Italy or in a concert. But more important to him was that it was essentially taking away all the civil rights for him and his family. So, you know, even from the beginning, they said, well, Jewish children can no longer attend public school. My grandfather had two sons. You know, he thought this is a non-starter. So he very quickly reacted and went to Switzerland to be able to write some letters free of censors and contact people that he knew who were in the States, people like Yasha Heifetz, and ask them to help him to emigrate to the States. Now, this is not someone talking who was dying to leave or really wanted to have an international career or had a lot of wanderlust, because Mario was a person who loved Italy. He loved Florence. It was his biggest inspiration. So this was a very difficult decision and one that was really full of a lot of sadness and regret for him.
Emanuele Buono performing the Andantino Quasi Canzone from the Homage to Boccherini by our featured composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. If you'd like more information about this week's program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find out about some of the other work we do, including our Music and Medicine program, which presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. You can also find out about our exciting new public television program for PBS stations nationwide. That's called American Classic. That address again is classicalguitaralive.org. Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco left Italy in 1939 and settled in Los Angeles, where he was hired by MGM Studios in Hollywood as a film composer. That same year, he wrote his Guitar Concerto No. 1 in D major for Andre Segovia. Australian composer Sean Rigney has also written a number of guitar concertos and for film. Sean Rigney spoke about Castelnuovo Tedesco's writing for guitar and orchestra.
I always found Castelnuovo Tedesco's orchestration to be very apt. He's got a great command and mastery of the dynamics. You know, it's not easy, for example, to write for the guitar with brass instruments because brass dominates the guitar so easily. And the great thing about his music is that he's a storyteller, and I love narrative as well, and that's really, I think, the key to my love of his music.
Mm-hmm.